Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
All right, good to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. Great afternoon, great crowd, great team we're going against. I thought the work was so good. A lot of energy, right? I mean, it just amps up a little bit when you get to these kind of practices. So good for us. Can't wait to get a look at the tape and get to work. But thanks to the Colts for coming. I thought it was a well-run practice. That both teams did their best to keep staying their feet as much as possible and keep it healthy. So we're happy about that. And I think we got a lot of good work done. So what questions you have?
John, I know it's when you watch the film, you'll get a little bit more detail. But did anything jump out at you? Anything that you saw from your team that you maybe didn't see?
You know, you're looking at the details, really. I mean, you're not really looking at the outcomes as much. I mean, obviously, I give them credit right at the end. They got two interceptions in 2 minutes, so that was great. Great job by those guys underneath making those catches. So that was disappointing to us. We don't want to throw an interception in 2 minutes. So we'll look at that, and that's why I like it. I mean, it makes you feel what it's like in a real situation to be there and to try to compete and get the stop or whatever it might be. So we got the stops, which I was happy about, but... then the rest of the way, just everything is broken down into pieces. You know, everything is a drill that's a part of the whole. And to try to break it down as far as we can, right down to every single individual type of performance or technique or whatever, and try to improve.
John, in terms of special teams today, it looked like it was, first of all, very tight in terms of the number of opportunities for each side. But it looked like one breakdown, at least on the return game, and one, I'm sorry, the coverage on the return, the kickdown, and then also one.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get a chance to look at those plays and just work through them, you know. We came free in the punt rush once or twice, you know. We had some good rushes, and we did really well with the vice stuff. I thought our gunners looked really good. So we had, you know, and also the chance, those reps for those guys in games are just really kind of rare because you only get the three preseason games for the young guys. Most of these guys have never played special teams before. So we'll coach those plays. I mean, the one that got outside the edge, whoever the edge guy was, we'll coach him up on it.
John, the ball that broke out, obviously not something.
The what?
The fight that broke out. Mm-hmm. Not something you want to see. Obviously, you're used to this. What's your message to the guys?
Well, the same message as before is like, we want to play it like it's a game. So here's an opportunity to handle those situations like you're going to handle them in a game. And we did 99% of the time. But we didn't on that play. It's like Shane and I were talking afterwards. And also Chris Ballard, we were both talking. It's always special teams. It always happens in these practices on special teams. And usually it's the gunners. The gunner vice drill, you can pretty much chalk it up and predict it that it's going to happen because it's one of those full field, really competitive drills. And, you know, it happened. But it should be a learning experience opportunity for our team too. You know, you don't have to throw a punch to get thrown in that game. You go back at them, they may throw you out, and the officials threw both those guys out. So that's an opportunity for us to learn from.
John, you've had Kyle, obviously, for a few years now. Are there still ways that he's finding to impress you, just with his ability to move all around and then obviously the physical side as well?
Yeah, another conversation with one of their coaches, but he's just a really good football athlete, you know, Kyle Van Noy. I'm sure he still runs pretty fast. I'm sure he still jumps pretty high and all that. But he does all the football movements functionally really, really well. You know, he can get off blocks. He can make tackles. He can rush the passer. He's got leverage on the blocker. You know, he finds a way because he's really good. You know, and I think that's what you're talking about.
John, we didn't see Kyle out there today.
What's that?
We didn't see Kyle Hamilton out there today. Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's one of those camp deals. It's just... hold him out of this one. Try not to make anything more of a problem than it needs to be.
In 11s today, Charlie Kohler got open a bunch of times. Also had that tough contested catch he made. How comfortable do you feel with Isaiah out for a little bit of time with Charlie and how he's grown as a receiver?
Yeah, Charlie, you know, came in as a receiver. That's the interesting thing. And I do think he's grown as a receiver also, but he's really – probably his biggest growth came as a blocker because he never blocked, I don't think, one time at Iowa State, it doesn't seem like. Now he's kind of known as a blocker. And yet he has two or three big, huge passing catches, play catches today. We had numerous big plays in the passing game. We had a couple big runs. We had a number of red zone scores, which was good, with the first group, the first set with the ones. So those are all great things to see, and Charlie was a big part of that.
John, how did you feel like you guys did on the operation stuff? I mean, getting guys set when you wanted them to.
Yeah, it was really good. We had really one situation where a new guy who's been here for like 2 days, you know, had a tough time being on or off the ball. It didn't impact the plays at all, but he's learning the formations. So, I'm not thrilled about it. You know, I think maybe we had three formation deals, and either two or three of them were that situation. So it's not the easiest thing to come in 2 days and learn a whole offense. There's a lot going on there.
John, you talked about the starters, these joint practices, this is where they're going to get a lot of their work. Did you feel good about what you saw, at least from what you can remember from today?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll let you know later about the tape, but I felt really good about the work, to your point. They got a lot of reps. They got 7 out of every 12 reps that we did in all those periods. So they got, I think that's about 60%, if my math is right. So that was good to see them get all those reps against another defense. I mean, that's a really good defense, really good front especially. That's good work for us.
It seemed like Mike Green was applying a lot of pressure in that last period.
Yeah, I mean, he did. He thought he got there about 3 times, you know. So that's what the games are for, right? But he was bringing it. I thought William Kwemko to get that last sack was very impressive. It was fun to watch.
Coach, prior to that last series, what sort of feedback were you getting from the defensive side about how your offense
was doing? They said it went well down there. They said there was like 3 or 4 or 5 plays that they didn't like. So I'll have to see it. Yeah, but I was on the offensive field. They seemed happy about it, though.
You mentioned that Colts front, so specifically being able to have a joint practice preseason game against a team like this. Yeah.
It does. That's it. You know, I was really happy when Shane wanted to do it because I know they've got a lot of good players. The wide receivers. I mean, their offensive line is really good. They got a great back. Really good linebackers. I mean, the top linebacker didn't practice, but those other guys, they look pretty good today, especially in 2 minutes. So when you can play against really top-notch players like that are not your own guys, it's valuable. It's like a preseason game in that sense for the ones.
John, I think you mentioned a little bit about the preseason, especially over. Is it going to be like
That's the way it's going to be for this game. We'll take the next game as we go.
Looks like you guys have rotated Andrew and Ben in that left guard spot. What have you noticed from those two guys and them being able to, you know, establish a rapport with Lamar and the other guys on the line?
I think good. I mean, Andrew's had a really good camp kind of all the way through. Really impressed with the way he's played. He's a pro. He's very physical, very strong guy. And then Ben had a slow start to camp, but once we put the pads on it, he accelerated and has done well. So, yeah, I think they're both playing really well. We're not finished. I mean, you know, you get evaluated through the whole season when you're younger. You know, you got to keep it going anyway, but I like the way those guys are playing.
John, were you impressed with LeJonte Lester? I think he might have taken one back if they didn't call dead. Just curious what you saw from him in return today.
They look good. I'm going to be watching those guys and just see what their posture was catching the ball. You know, I think they'll all be able to make returns. I want to see their posture catching the ball. I want to see how solid they look fundamentally catching punts because that's where it starts. You got to be able to catch the punts. I learned that from Andy Reid and Ray Rhodes taught me that the very first year. Your punt catcher is more important than your punt returner. If you have both, then you got something special. Square, you're perpendicular to the path of the ball, you're square shouldered on the catch. You know, right down the middle. Elbows tight, high hands. How's that? You like that? That's an easy one for me. I know the answer to that one.
Have you shown him? Have you gone out there and showed him yet?
You mean like catching a real punt? Absolutely not. We all know you don't do that. Right, Mike? I see Mike laughing. We all know we don't do that, right?
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.